Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytech. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing a prominent Midwest health system and how they dramatically reduced hypoglycemia. And, you know, imagine risking like 25% of your annual Medicare payment update just because of, well, outdated manual mass equations at the patient bedside. Today, we're doing a deep dive into how transitioning from reactive sliding scale insulin to a proactive system radically improves both frontline patient safety and system-wide ROI.
Right. And when you actually look at the clinical data from this Midwest health system, the drop in severe hypoglycemia is, I mean, it's just striking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they adopted Glucomander, which is a software system that basically takes over the complex dosing calculations for both IV intravenous and sub-Q or subcutaneous insulin.
Taking the manual guesswork completely out of it.
Exactly. So by taking that math out of the nurse's hands, the rate of severe hypoglycemia, meaning a patient's blood glucose dropping dangerously below 40 milligrams per deciliter, it fell to just 0.17% of patient days.
Wow, 0.17%. I mean, that really stands out when you consider standard care rates usually sit somewhere between, what, 0.4 and 0.8%?
Yeah, usually right around there. So they effectively cut those severe events by more than half.
Which makes total sense why traditional methods fail, too. Relying on manual reactive sliding scales for a high-alert medication like insulin is, well, it's essentially driving a car by only looking in the rearview mirror.
That is a great analogy.
Right. You're dosing insulin based on what the patient's blood sugar was 2 hours ago, rather than where their metabolism is heading right now.
And that rearview mirror approach, it forces a completely reactive posture. It places this massive cognitive burden on nurses who are, you know, constantly having to overcorrect.
And accidentally putting out fires.
Right. But when you automate that process, the relief on the clinical staff is immediate. I mean, just look at AdventHealth.
Oh, yeah, the AdventHealth numbers.
Yeah. They saw a 75% reduction in first-time provider calls after implementation. 75%. Nurses weren't forced to stop their workflow, manually calculate doses, second-guess the math, and then page doctors just to manage a patient's blood sugar.
And those clinical improvements, reducing severe lows and minimizing that back-and-forth paging, that translates directly into operational dollars. The Midwest health system avoided nearly $40 million in costs over just 12 months.
$40 million in a year? That is wild.
It really is. And that isn't just magic math, you know? By eliminating clinical variation, patients heal faster, they avoid costly transfers to the ICU, and their overall length of stay drops. It becomes pretty clear that glycemic management is no longer just a frontline safety issue. It is a major, major financial liability.
And amounting regulatory liability, too, honestly. Because severe hypoglycemia is now officially a CMS hospital harm ECQM, an electronic clinical quality measure.
Which means if a patient's blood sugar crashes while under your care, it is automatically flagged electronically as a hospital-acquired harm metric.
Automatically flagged. There's no hiding it.
Nope. And failing to report this, or reporting poor metrics, exposes the hospital to a 25% compounding forfeiture of their annual Medicare payment update. That is a staggering penalty for something historically treated as just a routine nursing task.
It really puts things into perspective for executive leadership.
Exactly. And it's actually why Glytech's value-based partnership model is so compelling. Their vendor payment is structurally tied to these documented outcome targets. It is a literal zero events or zero invoice guarantee.
Yeah, but, you know, a listener might be thinking their hospital already has an EHR protocol built out for insulin.
Oh, sure.
But technology alone doesn't solve this. The Midwest system didn't just drop software onto a unit and walk away. They succeeded because they built and maintained a dedicated cohort of long-term super users.
Super users are key.
They really are. You need experienced bedside nurses who understand the algorithm. They have to be able to explain to their peers why the system might recommend, say, increasing an insulin dose, even when a patient's current blood sugar looks perfectly normal.
It requires a lot of hands-on peer training to actually trust that proactive approach. That cultural buy-in on the floor is just critical for any new system to take root.
Definitely. And they reinforced that trust with highly practical workflow wins, too.
Like what?
Well, instead of forcing nurses to stick to rigid, arbitrary schedules for blood glucose checks, they aligned the checks directly with the delivery of concierge meal trays.
Oh, that is smart. Lining up the food delivery with the AccuCheck.
Yeah, massive win. It prevented the dangerous scenario of dosing a patient with insulin when their food was delayed. So it drastically improved patient safety while simultaneously streamlining the nursing workflow.
It just shows how fixing one operational bottleneck I mean, standardizing insulin management alone can recover $40 million and rescue thousands of hours of clinical focus.
Thousands of hours.
Yeah. It really leaves you wondering, you know, what other accepted manual protocols in your hospital are secretly burning out your staff and hemorrhaging funds? Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a Glytech podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glytech.com.